What most of us like about playing French music is it involves elements of jazz, elements of some traditional folk styles, elements of gypsy music. It's passionate. It gives you plenty of opportunity to improvise, and also just has wonderful, beautiful melodies. Runs the gamut from being simple and light and playful to being really hot and passionate. It just makes you think of a different time.
Café Accordion Orchestra plays a number called Indifference. What do you love about this song?
This is one of the big classics of the Musette repertoire. What I love about this one is it's a beautiful melody. It's in three-quarter time. It can be made to swing. It can be played in so many different ways. But it's got that perfect combination that you find in so many of the Musettes, and that is a couple of sections of the song that sound, the A section and the B section, that are in minor key and sound very almost melancholy. And then you get to the third section of the tune, which switches to a major key. And it's like there's this sense of hope, or that underneath everything, everything's going to be okay.
Speaking with Dan Newton about Café Accordion's Midnight in Paris show. Now, in French song, there's a tendency towards romance and also double entendre, and you include this kind of stuff.
Yes, Eric Moring is the member of the band who's really, really knows French. He's a fluent French speaker. Ever since he was 3 years old, when he was pinched on the cheek by Edith Piaf in a cabaret, which is a true story. You'll have to. His birthday is Bastille Day, as a matter of fact. It's just pretty great to have somebody like him singing French songs. And he explains them well. This song, L'Accordéon, which is written by Serge Gainsbourg, and he's one of the people who inspired this Midnight in Paris. Serge was one of these bohemians who would be out all night rather than up all day, and was into poetry and music and a bohemian lifestyle. And he wrote this tune about an accordion player. And to most Minnesota audiences, most of them don't speak French. The chorus, it goes, accorde, accorde, accordéon. And they think you're just singing accordion, 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 and they can sing along. But the actual words, accord, 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 listen to or give accord to, accordéon, l'aumône et l'accordéon. What you're actually saying is give charity to the accordion player. Because if you hear the rest of the song, he's had to take the buttons off his shirt to replace the buttons that have fallen off the accordion, and the straps off the accordion to keep his pants from falling down. And he's ended up in jail for vagrancy while he was trying to play his accordion on the street. And I think he pawns his accordion to get out of jail. So some people, as we like to say, would think it has a happy ending. So.
And you explain all this stuff when you're on stage with the Midnight in Paris show.
It's fun for people to hear this. We don't turn it into a lecture. We don't probably talk as much as I'm talking right now, because it's really all about the music.
Ils sont comme cul des chemises, et quand on les verbalise, il accompagne au violon son accordéon. Il passe une nuit tranquille, où puis au matin il refit un peu d'air dans les poumons de l'accordéon. Accordé, accordé, accordé donc, l'homme on a l'accordé, l'accordéon. Accordé, accordé, accordé donc, l'homme on a l'accordé, l'accordéon.
We're speaking with Dan Newton of Cafe Accordion, a long-standing group. But when you do the Midnight in Paris show, you add Diane Jarvie and Tony Bailiff, and they do some special things.
Diane has been with us since our very first album, which was in 1996. Give you an example of what kind of singer she is. We did a duo show a couple years back where we did 20 songs, and she sang in 19 languages. But she does sing a lot in French and has that just a certain way of presenting a song that's similar to Edith Piaf's. Tony Bailiff has been on a couple of our albums. He's a clarinet player and specializes in New Orleans jazz, but especially the music of Sidney Bechet, who will be well represented in the show when Tony's with us. But they're both on a couple of tracks on a few of our albums, including this one from the that originated from the musical of Moulin Rouge. This is Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. And gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in that old cathedral town.
Midnight in Paris is a special show presented by Dan Newton's Cafe Accordion Orchestra with guests vocalist Diane Jarvie and Tony Bailiff on the clarinet. For information, the web address is cafeaccordion.com or try daddysqueeze.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
I walk along a street of sorrow.